Hello and welcome to Explore, the regular podcast from the University of Exeter's Student Communications team. In each episode, we explore a different topic with students, staff and alumni, which reflects the richness of life within our global community. In this episode, we find out about the Level 7 Senior Leader in Healthcare Leadership and Management Apprenticeship at the University of Exeter. Leading the discussion is Sue Smith, Programme Lead, Senior Lecturer and Academic Mentor.
I would really like to welcome you all to this discussion, which is going to look at the Senior Leader Healthcare Apprenticeship. We have three former apprentices, Sonia, Michelle, John, and one workplace mentor without whom we couldn't do these programmes. So Mark, you're very, very welcome too. So first of all, can I get John to introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, thank you, Sue. So my name's John Warburton. I work predominantly in Bristol for University Hospitals Bristol and Western NHS Foundation Trust. Since I left the Senior Leader Apprenticeship Programme, I've moved into a role which is Divisional Director of Professions within the hospital, which looks after lots of support staff, so pharmacy, physio, occupational therapy and things like that. My other role is as a clinical pharmacy manager, working predominantly within critical care in adult services, and I'm also a director for the United Kingdom Clinical Pharmacy Association, where I look after their educational strategy.
Okay, thank you, John. Gosh, that sounds like three full-time jobs in one already. So you're a busy person. Thank you. Michelle.
Hi there. My name is Michelle Stallybrass and I work for Mid and South Essex Foundation Trust, primarily based at Southend University Hospital. So my role comprises of patient stratified follow-up, which is basically remote tracking of patients on a computer system. And that's my day job.
And a very important day job it is, with looking after patients that on follow-up and trying to maximise the impact of workforce effort as well. So thank you very much for your time joining us today, Michelle. Sonia.
My name's Sonia Sansom and I am an operational manager for Liaison Psychiatry Services and Learning Disability Liaison Services within Somerset Foundation Trust. So the work is predominantly within Yeovil District Hospital and Musgrove Park Hospital.
Thank you, Sonia. And to our workplace mentor representative, Mark Robinson, really nice to see you this afternoon.
My name is Mark Robinson. I'm the nurse director over on the Yeovil Hospital site. So I'm part of a bigger organisation called Somerset Foundation Trust, which we newly merged with earlier this year in April.
Thank you. Thank you for that. How have you benefited from doing the senior leadership apprenticeship so far? So John, I'm going to throw it to you first and give the others who are sort of not quite so far through the process the chance to think about it first. So what about you, John? How's it been in terms of impact for you?
So for me, it's really opened Pandora's box. I, as many other health professionals, grew up within quite a professional silo, and I think that's very true of pharmacy, certainly true of other professions, allied health professions and probably nursing and medicine as well. And the senior leader apprenticeship really opened my eyes to a lot of different perspectives, being able to see a much bigger picture within healthcare and how some of these different professions should knit together. And I think it also really helped me in rising to a more senior position that I find myself in now, that I'm very much able to speak that language and I'm able to contribute at a higher level and I'm able to engage in those behaviours which are expected at that level within NHS organisations. So it's helped me for all of those reasons, really.
Okay, thank you, John. Now, really interesting. We'll come back to that point about sort of interprofessional perspectives. Michelle, can I turn to you and ask you how you think, has it helped you with that sort of understanding what senior leadership is and giving you that voice to be more self-assured in projects that you undertake?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've come at this from a very different perspective. I've come from a purely administrative background, So it really has given me a different pathway to go on. So it's kind of increased my confidence in being able to tackle these bigger issues and wider issues. But it's also given me the confidence, like John said, to be able to talk to people at higher management using their language to be able to effect change. It's also given me opportunities to look at developing my own professional pathway. So being able to apply for jobs that maybe I wasn't able to apply for before, but having the confidence and the belief in myself that I can actually apply for these roles and that it is open to me. So for me, it's been a journey of discovery about myself, as well as learning how the management system works within a very busy and complex NHS healthcare system.
Okay, really lovely way of putting that. Thank you, Michelle. Sonia, what about your reflections?
Well, I'm a nurse by background, and during my first degree training as a nurse, you do some leadership training, but you don't get the insights into the higher level strategic managerial perspective or challenges. And it's been really interesting. All the different guest speakers you've had come has been amazing, and really understanding and seeing the challenges across the system and focusing on it as a system has been really helpful for me, because I think at times I've probably had the perspective of being a bit more closed, looking at my most immediate kind of areas. But opening that up further has definitely opened up opportunities, which is a good thing in some ways and not so good in another in terms of time. But I've got involved in all sorts of things with the ICB, NHSE, putting business cases in, which is something I would never have done before or even contemplated. What's also interesting for me has been the opportunity to do the learning and put that in practice simultaneously through doing the apprenticeship, having that off the job training and then coming back. And it was really funny listening to myself and all these words coming out, thinking, oh my God, I just said that. That's amazing. And so that has made a real difference. And I think language, like you've both said, Michelle and John, is really important, because some of the language that our senior leaders use, I wouldn't have understood before. But now I'm able to have that conversation in a very confident and competent manner. So that's been brilliant.
Okay, thank you for that. And you've talked about opening Pandora's box and sort of discovering this sort of treasure trove, or maybe it's a treasure trove, I don't know, maybe there's some sort of poison chalices in there as well, I'm sure. But in terms of interprofessional working, coming out of silos, and I think that's really important for everyone in, you know, as we try to work in a more integrated way. And the application of the learning to the, as Sonia put it, learning into practice through the portfolio, and a portfolio is a big piece of work for everybody, and that structure of the knowledge, skills and behaviours. Which of these can you think of a knowledge, skill or behaviour that you kind of really worked on during the programme and that you found to be most useful?
Definitely being able to communicate, but being able to communicate across all levels. So through my development with doing the apprenticeship degree course, since then I've had administrators who I now oversee, but I also have to report higher. And so it's just being able to communicate the messages succinctly, and so that everybody can understand them. And that really has been something that I've latched onto within those skills and behaviours, and have been able to develop that through, you know, the learning that we've had through the course. So, yeah, for me, that's definitely something that's proved to be invaluable.
It's really hard just to pick one out of the knowledge, skills and behaviours, because they're rather interweaved. The one that was most challenging for me was definitely around the financial ethics of resource allocation. That was really thought provoking, and thinking around the principles of justice, etc., and maleficence. And these are concepts I've never heard of. Maleficence to me was a Disney character. I've never heard of it before. So now when we're having these discussions around cost improvement programs, resource allocation, business cases, I'm really thinking about those in a different way. At the time, I was pulling my hair out writing those assignments, but the most challenging ones are what I learned most from.
For me, the concepts around dealing with uncertainty and complexity have been really important in how I've shaped myself and how I behave at work, not least because as a pharmacist, we are not trained to deal with grey. We are trained to deal with black and white. The dose should be this. This drug interacts with this. This is a side effect that this patient may experience. The grey is very, very difficult. And of course, when you have to factor in lots of different competing elements, you end up in a situation which is horribly complex. And we know that healthcare is horribly complex. So in terms of behaviour and dealing with that uncertainty, I've had to rationalise this. OK, well, this is the best decision for now. And with that comes a reservation of humility when you have to go back and reverse a decision or change something. And I think those two things go quite well together. Dealing with uncertainty has to come with that humility to be wrong and amend going forwards. So for me, behaviour has been the thing that's changed most.
Turning now to Mark, as a workplace mentor, what are your reflections about? We've heard lots of about sort of some of the benefits that people have felt. What are your reflections on the usefulness of the programme to the apprentices themselves and also to the wider organisations in which they work?
I think that the opportunity to be able to learn through a peer apprenticeship, being able to, again, as some of you described, having that though that time away, doing that in-depth knowledge gathering, knowledge sharing element, but then straight away being able to bring it back to the workplace and start practicing some of that, those skills and behaviours, is a real unique opportunity of the apprenticeship pathway. And I think that it does allow you to be able to do that. And then again, take that back to the learning environment, discuss it with colleagues. Well, I did this. How did that go for you, sort of thing? And then again, you're building on that knowledge. So it's not just a knowledge dump, as it were, in some respects, when you do other academic courses that don't have that apprenticeship element. You're learning in bite-sized chunks, and then you're able to take that back with you to the workplace and almost start practicing it, start utilizing that new knowledge, that new skills and those behaviors. I mean, John mentioned that back is he's learned sort of more humility because of the behaviors and understanding those other people and how they may react to you and adjusting your behavior so you get the best from them and what you need. So I think there's a real uniqueness to that apprenticeship pathway.
Do you see it translating to the benefit to the organization?
Well, I think any opportunity for colleagues to be able to undertake academic work, whether that be through a more traditional program or through an apprenticeship program, if you're supporting that, invariably you will get something back from that individual because they'll bring it back to the organization. I think that the uniqueness with an apprenticeship course, and particularly this course, is that they're actually, so part of that project work that I know Sonia has been doing has been about doing something in the organization and actually looking at how can I do something, what can I change, how can I make an improvement. And I have to say, Sonia's business case was so well received overall. It was an excellent piece of work. And I'm sure that came out of her attending that course. I mean, obviously she'll be able to say, but it was an absolutely brilliant piece of work.
Yeah, very wise words there, I think. And it segues quite nicely into one of the questions I was going to ask the former apprentices is, if you had a top tip for success, what would it be?
Time management. Yeah, definitely. Mark's absolutely right. There's a difference between having 20% off the job time, so actually having that time rather than squishing 5 days into four. It's about delegating to others jobs that they can do, and about really putting in your diary time for reflection, time for portfolio building. I would definitely advise anyone coming on, start your portfolio early, start your reflections early, and map your assignments as you go along. Not like I, who did that retrospectively, and I think I might have got a couple of grey hairs from it. So if you do it as you go along and really map your time properly, that will definitely relieve a lot of stress. I don't know what John, you and Michelle think.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I think I would also add to that you just need to,
be prepared to ask questions. And, you know, one of the things that I found was a barrier was I was quite intimidated coming into the group because, like I say, I was coming at this from a very different background to other people. And it took me a little while to find my feet with everybody. But it's just about having that confidence and developing that confidence to not be scared to ask questions, however silly you think they are. And Sue was always right. If you ask a question, you can guarantee there'll be two other people who are sitting there thinking exactly the same thing. So it's just about creating that psychological safety, isn't it, in a group where you can say, actually, I don't understand, or I really need to go over that again, or this is not making any sense to me, and making sure that you understand where you're going before you attempt to go there.
That feeds perfectly into my top tip, what you just said there, Rochelle. So my top tip would be to learn from your course mates. You know, the different perspectives, the different organisations, the different characters, the different stories that came up in lots of the group discussion and in the times that we were helping each other between. You really realise that the apprenticeship cohort represents a real melting pot of diversity. And I learned hugely from that. I think sometimes listening to perspectives different situations that are very different to your own is sometimes quite difficult to listen to. So that was great, a great practice of my active listening behaviours. But it's also strangely comforting when you realise that your ideas are being challenged in a really collegiate way by a group of very diverse people with great ideas. And I really enjoyed that, and I've taken an awful lot from it.
You've all sort of knitted it together really nicely, is that going back again to that sort of collegiate feeling that I think is a real benefit of the apprenticeship, is that you've got that cohort feeling and the tapping into that expertise. And I think, Michelle, you had a really good example of that for your strategic business proposal, I think, where somebody in the cohort actually knew someone in your IT department who was then able to, so that opening of doors that can happen from within the cohort, and just like you say, John, diversifying your thinking and just testing against different people that might not be in your usual echo chamber, I think is a really useful thing. And yeah, just I think ask questions at every possible opportunity would be my top tip for people, because as Michelle said, there'll be other people having exactly the same question, or other people that have that question, you know, 30 minutes after leaving the classroom as they head home, and that kind of thing.
I would say that if someone is umming and ahhing and sitting on the fence, do it. Because being outside your comfort zone is how you grow and develop, and it really pushes you to a different level. So don't think about it. Jump in and do it anyway, is what I would say. You learn a lot, and it is enjoyable. It's a challenge, it's a stretch, but it is really enjoyable, as well as learning so much of yourself and taking your own knowledge forward as a senior leader.
Totally agree with Sonia, the power of positive thought, and especially if you've got lots of people around you who are giving you that encouragement and telling you that you can do it, then you probably can. And I'm testament to that, definitely. I never thought that I would be sitting here with the, you know, passing the degree and a distinction and, you know, just doing so well and the opportunities that's opened up for me. I would absolutely echo what Sonia says and just go for it, definitely.
I think that working in the NHS at the moment feels a lot of the time like a complete emotional roller coaster. And the shift, if you like, from how I was before, which was very operationally driven, to now having an inkling around how to develop strategy, taking a strategic view really helps to iron out some of those bumps in the road, because I can see the long-term progression. And if I have a bad day or something doesn't go so well, then I can rationalise that in the context, because I have a bit more of a longer term view about what needs to happen. And I think that shift from the operational to strategic mindset has actually helped with my resilience.
And that's
something that I take away from the apprenticeship.
That's a really nice thought as well. And anything, we really hope that the programme can contribute to people's joy in work, if nothing else, and what they get out of work, which makes up a really big part of your own personal identity. And if it can help with people's resilience, then that's going to be a good thing in these current times. thank you very much to all of you. That concludes the time that we've got set aside to make this podcast. It just remains for me to say a huge thank you to our apprentices, Sonia, Michelle and John, for sharing your experiences and top tips and tricks for managing successfully during an apprenticeship in senior leader healthcare, and also to Mark Robinson.
Thanks for listening to Explore, the regular podcast from the Student Communications team. You can find more podcasts reflecting life at the University of Exeter by searching for Explore on your preferred podcast provider. You'll also be able to follow or subscribe for future episodes.